This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, that was broke out last night, cleaning everything that went to the range. And everything is back in ready to go, lethal condition. Going to the phones, Tony on I-85 at South Carolina, which is an adventure all by itself. Wanting to talk about government giving approval. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
First of all, how many frogs do they have to squeeze to get the lube out to go in one bottle?
Let me tell you something. That's a classified secret that I can't even share with you.
You were just speaking about you're in the military. You've got to have authorization from the government before you can protect yourself. If you're not on base or if you're on base, I'm sorry, you're helpless. You're out on the battlefield. Only under certain conditions can you protect yourself. Well, I just happened to read something that had to do with the flooding going on in Louisiana. Well, the government has done it again. If you paid attention to what was going on, you have what was called the Cajun Navy. Guys got together, banded together, went out and rescued people who would have died otherwise. You had people making food and serving it to their neighbors to feed each other. You had people helping each other clean their houses and start to rebuild their houses. Well, the government steps in and says, no, you may be part of the Cajun Navy, but you can't do it unless you pay us a $50 fee for going out there because we don't know if you're prepared enough if you know what you're doing. If you are going to rebuild your house or if you're going to repair your house, no. First, you got to get authorization from us so you can get the correct permits and government documents and everything, and then you can start rebuilding it yourself. Oh, you're preparing food? Do you have any kind of license to prepare food? That's the kind of garbage that our government is doing to us, the United States American citizens. Now, let me ask you this question. Why do I have to get the government's okay to protect myself or to help myself or my neighbor?
Well, I'm hope you're asking me rhetorically, because I'm going to give you a much broader answer. Okay, what we are going through right now is what I refer to as the new normal, which it is not really all that new. It's just become the accepted way. And the thing about the accepted way is, you know, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, if the accepted way was the way things were going on right now, we would have been in the middle of a civil war. As a matter of fact, I think we probably were. And I guess the stomach for that kind of conflict, because I've often asked myself, how come we're not shooting? Well, how come we're not in the middle of some revolution or something? Why? Where's the Jeffersonian moment? I've asked myself that many times. And I mean, you know, you're talking about the government coming in and basically, you know, messing everything up because, you know, that's what they do.
You know, our independence, our manhood, has been bred, taught, beat out of us.
Yep.
We're no longer men. We're now pacified children who just happen to have beards and age. You know, you sit at home, you watch TV, the government sends you a check every day, every month. You get just enough food to get by. You got an idiot box to watch. You may have a car if you're lucky. And that's what people expect anymore. If Donald Trump doesn't, I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but if Donald Trump doesn't win, if Hillary Clinton gets in, God forbid that happen, I'm afraid we're going to become a third world country. Not that she'll do it, but she'll usher it in at a faster rate than what the present bozo in charge is doing.
Yes, and if she were to win, see, she's going to come up and she's going to say she got a mandate. And she's going to say, you know, and you remember how it was when Obama won. I don't know if she will sweep in or not. I would not. I'm very pensive about what's going to happen as far as Congress is concerned. Those that think that the country can take it, you know, more power to you. Those that stay home, Tony, if something bad starts to happen and we actually did go the way I think we might, and somebody runs up to me and says, you know, we can't have this. I didn't vote for this. I didn't vote for any of this. I didn't want there to be any of, I'm just going to, you know, I'm liable to butt stroke. Get out of my way. Your apathy caused it.
That's right. You know, Sean Hannity is doing that right now. If someone is not voting for Trump, you're the problem. You know, he's going to start blaming everybody for what happens, going to put it back in their lap, you know, which that's what we all need to do.
Right.
You got Gary Johnson running. He's not going to be president. You got the Green Party woman. She's not going to be president. It's going to either be Trump or the Hildebeest.
Well, the thing about those two, though, Tony, that I like is they're going to suck votes from Hillary. Normally, it's the other way around when you got like a quote unquote conservative, but having a hybrid like Trump, who isn't really either one, he's not a Democrat and he's not really a Republican. He's a hybrid. He's a capitalist, which is what we all should be. You know, I think Johnson and, I mean, Johnson's running to the left, and Jill Stein is so far to the left, she's not even in the parking lot. So.
Right. Well, anyways, you have a good night, sir. And
as usual, thank you for calling in, sir. Thank you.
All righty. And everybody be good out there.
You keep the shiny side up. Yeah. Government permission. This is the new normal. This is the new normal. People that believe signs and say you don't do this and say you don't do that, because it's the new normal. Okay. And the new normal is inhabited by your establishment Republicans like Lindsey Graham here in this state and, you know, John McCain and some of these other rhinos that are in office that claim to be Republicans and do nothing to stop the progressive juggernaut. Just get in there and, I mean, they actually think it's like sparring, like free sparring in a ring. Not really the title. We can tag each other and make contact, but, you know, we got on headgear. There's not going to be blood drawn. We got on gloves. We're not going to knock our teeth out. It's all just fun and games. And when they, you know, when they say that they're good friends, when they say my good friends on the Democratic side, my good, I believe that. I believe when the C-SPAN cameras go off, they go out and have drinks. Appreciate Tony calling in. He's always entertaining. Tony in the big red truck, Kakarot. However he's going by, you know, he never fails to bring it. That's some good stuff. Good stuff. Coming up on the first break of the hour, we're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I used this stuff an awful lot last night. Everything I've got in my arsenal. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
truly it does. The bootleg gun was really gunky, and it wasn't because I honestly thought the primary weapons gun would be all gunked up because of the monster, but JT got a hold of it, and I mean, he shot that thing till it was smoking. I mean, it was just smoking. So I think he burned most of that off. So not as gunky on the primary weapon system. But I put frogs. Everything got slathered up with frog lube. Now, I don't know how it is in your state. In my state of South Carolina, I have two requirements. I have to keep my weapon concealed while on me. If I have a concealed carry permit, that's the way to legally carry it. And then in order for me to have to draw it, in order for that to be a necessary thing, I have to be convinced of imminent bodily harm or death. I have no other obligations. I do not have to draw my gun and say, get on the ground. I do not have to draw. I don't have to draw my gun and do anything. I am fully justified if I draw my gun with just shooting somebody, if that's what it comes to. Now, warning shots. Don't listen to anything you hear about warning shots unless you're being told to never fire warning shots. There may have been a time when the practice had some sort of merit at some point for some people, but the reality is that it has none in the civilian world. If you have to draw a concealed carry handgun from its holster, it should only be with the intent to fire at someone who obviously means you serious lethal harm, or someone near you. Okay? That becomes a little more dicey at that point, but, you know, you get the picture. There are a number of reasons why you should never contemplate firing a warning shot. First, a warning shot is aimed at something other than the person that you're drawing the gun about in the first place. That could be a wall or the floor, the air, or somewhere else, or anywhere else that a person aims their gun. And during a period of high stress, that could be anywhere other than in a safe direction. And, you know, as we all know, being sure of the target, what's beyond it, not letting the muzzle cover anything you don't want to destroy, one of the two of the four rules of the gun safety lexicon. Unless you know exactly where a warning shot is going, shooting one violates those rules. Furthermore, in the urban or suburban environment, you can't know exactly where your round may travel to. If you need another reason that warning shots should never be fired, how about doing so will land the shooter in jail, and for a number of reasons. I'm not a lawyer. I'll get Sean to do that this week on Wednesday. So this shouldn't be taken as legal advice. This is and is pending. I'll get Sean to confirm. But by examining real-life instances of what can happen, you can get a picture of the possible consequences. For a self-defense shooting to be justified, there would have to be no means other than the use of deadly force that could resolve the situation. So, in other words, a person has to have a reasonable, meaning demonstrable, belief that it was shoot or die. Masada Yub writes in Gun Digest, a warning shot can be seen as confirmation that deadly force wasn't warranted. Otherwise, a person would just shoot the person they fired a shot to warn off. Furthermore, use of a gun is an attempted use of deadly force. The person the shot is intending to warn could testify the shooter attempted to murder them, even if they intended the person who fired the warning shot grave harm. You know, you hear all the time about the hold-up guy that got the gun drawn on him that calls the cops first and says, somebody pointed a gun at me. So it's legally possible that firing a warning shot, even to warn someone who means you harm, could net you charges of attempted murder. People have not only been charged, but convicted of such charges for firing warning shots. Take the case of Marissa Alexander. She was convicted of a 2012 aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and sentenced to 20 years. She fired a warning shot at her husband, whom she had separated from due to physical abuse. She fired a warning shot after he threatened her life. Alexander was prosecuted by Angela Corey, the same prosecutor who tried George Zimmerman. The presiding judge in the case lamented being bound to issue the sentence, but had no choice due to the charge and conviction. But Ms. Alexander got lucky. A new trial and appeal reduced her sentence to time served as a result of a new plea deal in 2015. Since she was convicted of a crime involving a firearm, she'll never be able to have a concealed carry firearm again, and she has a violent ex-spouse to worry about. Or then there's Chris Harris of Wheeling, West Virginia. Harris, according to Guns.com, was walking home from church with his girlfriend in late 2014 when they were accosted by a group of 9 men, one armed with a knife. The man threatened both Chris and his girlfriend. Chris's girlfriend, who had a concealed carry license, drew her pistol from her holster or purse and called the police. Her hands were shaking, so Chris took the gun and fired a warning shot to scare the men away. And he did this just as the police were arriving. Instead of chasing the men fleeing the scene, Harris was arrested for wanton endangerment. In May of this year, one Ashley Harrison of Aurora, Illinois, fired warning shots in the air after a gunman murdered her fiancé and father of her children. According to the Chicago Tribune, the gunman ran as she fired into the air, but she was taken into custody and charged with reckless discharge of a firearm and aggravated unlawful use of a deadly weapon. And some people also tried to stretch the term. One Chad Cameron Copley of Raleigh, North Carolina, is facing charges for what he claimed was a warning shot. He called police to complain about people in his neighborhood attending a party at a neighbor's house and told them he was a member of the neighborhood watch. He advised the 911 dispatchers that he was locked and loaded and that he was going to secure my neighborhood. Copley said he saw firearms in the possession of the people walking by his house and fired a warning shot at them with his shotgun. He shot and killed Corin Thomas, age 20. And that's not even in dispute. Evidence from the scene indicates that Thomas was shot through a window from inside Copley's garage, according to BearingArms.com. He's facing first-degree murder charges, and the state may seek the death penalty. So, in short, a warning shot puts other people in danger. It also gives the appearance that use of a gun wasn't necessarily warranted. That leaves the shooter liable for criminal charges, as endangerment needs no explanation. And a defensive shooting should only occur when life and limb are in clear and present danger. If that danger is present, a person should have no qualms shooting an assailant instead of errantly firing to merely scare them into compliance. It is dangerous, and it makes a person appear to have fired a gun when it wasn't necessary, even if it actually might have been. If you draw it, if you pull it, and you're pointing it, if they continue to come, you pull the trigger. That's the rule. No orders, no anything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the second call defense. Pit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Gosh, did it have to work yesterday. Now, I'm going to keep hammering on this until everybody completely understands this. When I did not think it was a joke, and I took it exactly the way I think he was accused of people taking it. I'm sure they were, you know, they when they were circling the wagons, they were like, we've got to sound reasonable anyway. But when Trump got out there and was talking about Second Amendment people taking care of Hillary Clinton, I was perfectly okay with that. Now, he was criticized by the media and the Democrats and some Republicans. And he said that it was Clinton's plan to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. And everybody got out there and said, like they were on the same script, they all got out there and said that Clinton has no such intentions, in spite of the fact that's exactly what she intends to do. She has said the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment, and I'm going to make that case every chance I get. Combine that statement with a 5-4 decision in Hiller and Ginsburg's declaration that the court's ruling in Heller was a bad decision, and her suggestion that the court should revisit that ruling if they could get a fifth like-minded justice on the bench. And you have a formula for essentially abolishing the Second Amendment. Not actually repealing it, of course, because that would take too much work. But you can gut it. But reversing Heller is not necessary to accomplish that. Heller was actually a very narrow and limited decision. It wasn't that good. It did resolve the question of the right to arms being an individual right rather than sort of some sort of collective right. The case only dealt with the question of an individual's right to possess a functional handgun in their home for self-defense. While the decision suggested a broader application, it did not rule beyond that narrow issue. And that's the part of it, the language, what was actually written. Their follow-up decision in McDonald was also a 5-4 decision, with Ginsburg and her three compatriots dissenting. It's recognized the Second Amendment is dealing with a fundamental right, which could not be ignored by the state. Since those decisions, a number of cases testing the broader implications of Heller have made their way to the court, but they have refused to hear any of them. These cases have dealt with the questions of how far the right to arms extends and what sorts of restrictions are permissible. In some cases, or in each case, a federal court of appeals has ruled in support of the government limits and against individual rights in clear conflict with the language of Heller. By ruling that things like assault weapon bans and bans on carry and, let's see what else. What else we got? Bans on carry, registration schemes are constitutional, and setting the level of scrutiny at the lowest threshold. The Supreme Court could thoroughly neuter the Second Amendment without reversing Heller and without having to amend the Constitution, essentially abolishing the meaning, intent, and application. And that's what it all comes down to, not the language. The language, if the language were more specific in Heller, it'd be very hard to do this. The language was not specific enough in Heller. Now, this would take litigation off the table and put the fight back into Congress and state legislatures. And that's exactly what the court would do if Ginsburg and Sotomayor and Kagan and Breyer had one more vote on their side. That's why Donald Trump was absolutely correct in his assertion that Hillary Clinton would essentially abolish the Second Amendment. And that's why it's so critical that she not be given the opportunity to accomplish that goal. I mean, I can say that until I'm about to fall, but turn blue, you know, if that's what it takes. Now, Obama got a shot, and he took a shot, and he nominated Judge Merrick Garland to fill the vacancy created by the death of Antonin Scalia last February, but Republicans in the Senate say the new president should be the one to appoint Scalia's replacement, and so far they have managed to hold to their guns. Now, if Clinton is elected, Republicans will also lose seats in the Senate, and her pick is likely to be more radical than Garland, if that's possible. Meanwhile, in California, a very significant Second Amendment lawsuit recently suffered a crushing reversal and is ripe for being petitioned to the Supreme Court. This being the Peruta case, has been bouncing around the court since 2009. It challenged San Diego County's policy of only issuing concealed carry licenses to individuals who could prove a particular need to carry a concealed firearm, or, you know, people that donated. A 3-judge panel, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, delivered a strong ruling that the needs requirement was a violation of the Second Amendment. But the court then called for an in-bank hearing of the case and reversed that ruling. Their justification was that while the Second Amendment might guarantee a right to carry a firearm for self-defense, it does not guarantee a right to carry a gun concealed. Therefore, San Diego County policy is not a violation. But in California, there's no open carry. Man, leaving licensed concealed carry is the only legal alternative, leaving defensive carry as a privilege, not a right. Now, a suit has now been filed challenging the ban on open carry, but at best, you're looking at years more of litigation, and it will all be for nothing if Clinton names Scalia's replacement. The attorneys in the Peruta case are now in a difficult position. They only have a limited window in which to petition the Supreme Court for a hearing, but an appeal now could open the door for a liberal-dominated court to eviscerate the Second Amendment. And only Trump winning can prevent that. And in the midst of these legal wranglings, California has adopted a half dozen new harsh gun laws and has an even harsher initiative on the ballot for November. A group of activists have started a petition to force removal of the offending new laws. But that's a Hail Mary effort, and it will be meaningless if the anti-rights initiative passes. California voters have to stop the anti-rights initiative, and the rest of us have to stop Hillary Clinton. Anything less, this is a fight that we can fight quite easily in a few months. September in like three, two and a half, two months in a week, whatever you want to call it. And in the meantime, if we don't fight it that way, well then, you know what? It's going to be much worse. It's going to be much worse if we have to fight it the other way. But he was right. Trump was right the whole time. He's been right with pretty much everything he has said about Clinton. It just hurts feelings. Hurts those tender feelings. Which, you know, makes me laugh. I shouldn't be laughing, but it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh that we're concerned about feelings. I, you know, as far as that goes, I mean, it's folly. It is folly to get out there and get so immersed in. But, I mean, that's the way the nation is today. Safe spaces, feelings, know your words, all this other stuff. Use this, use that, explain this, explain that. How about shut up? Just shutting up and live and let live. How about that? How about that? Could we do that? Possibly. I'm going to share with you something that happened to me over the weekend prior to going to the range. The range was very therapeutic for me. It was great. But that's coming up next. We'll be right back. this is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I was slathering that all over weapons last night, and it does just work. Saturday. Yesterday was range day. Yesterday was a good day. Saturday, not so good. I'm going to the Barnes and Noble. Now, I carry a camera everywhere I go. I want to be a videographer. I really do. I've been shooting a lot of video. I want to shoot more video. And my granddaughters are going to be with me, so yeah, of course, I'm going to be shooting video and pictures like a Japanese tourist with a Panasonic. And I'm walking up, and this... And I don't want to... I don't want to be stereotypical here, okay? Now, I'm in the 240 range now. Okay, the 240 range, and actually 237 to be exact. And in that range of weight, okay, I'm bigger than most adults my age. There may be some that are fatter. There may be some that are taller, but overall, dense-wise, I'm at least as big as the biggest one. And as I'm walking up to the Barnes and Noble store. And I'm telling you this to illustrate the stupidity of today's people. And this guy is older than me. He should know better. At least he's not a lot older than me. He might be my age and just age really badly. First of all, he weighs about 160 pounds soaking wet. I come walking up. I'm not bothering nobody. I've got my camera in my hand. He goes, "Hey, are you going to be taking pictures of the inside of the store?" Could have swore I was just not bothering nobody. He's holding the door. I walk up to within like 3 inches of his face and go, "No, man, I'm just carrying a camera." And I walk past him and he goes, "Oh, well, you're welcome for me holding the door. You got an attitude." And I'm sitting there, and not 6 feet from where he is, on my right hip is a firearm. Now, of course, he didn't know that, and he never knew that, and he never was in any danger of me drawing that firearm on him, because he was just a mouthy guy that apparently had some desire to to be beat up on a little bit. And I told him as much. I said, you think my attitude's bad? It can get a lot worse. He walked away looking, you know, looking over his shoulder and everything, looking mean and ugly and bad and everything, but walking away. And I thought about that for a minute. And, you know, I heard this the first time from my uncle. And then, of course, every time I have Rob Morris or Paul Lathrop on the show, I hear it again. An armed society is a polite society. Except in the new 21st century normal. Now, I would hazard a guess that that guy was cognizant of the fact that he's in South Carolina. And in South Carolina, you can have a concealed carry permit. And yet, whatever he was thinking, whatever was going on, it didn't matter. He could not control himself. Beyond making that statement, I see people all the time. I'll see people out doing things, and you know, we got people that go to downtown Greenville with snakes around their neck, and I mean, and the other day that one of those snakes bit a child. Now I see the snake, and I'm not going, "Hey, what are you doing with that snake out here?" I'm just like, "Look at that snake," and that's if I say anything. If somebody doesn't mess with me, I don't mess with them. And yet, and I'm the armed guy. I was just stunned with the fact that this guy would put himself in a position where he didn't really know what he was dealing with and yet be so aggressive about it and so full of, you know, just anger. And I'm almost certain I didn't say, "Hey man, did you serve in the military or anything?" I'm almost certain he didn't. You know, statistically speaking, when you walk up on somebody, 9 times out of 10 they haven't been in the military. So getting somebody out there that running across somebody like that, I think that's typical of a lot of attitudes today. In my region where I live, a lot of people are coming from the Northeast. And for all I know, that ill-tempered, pencil-necked geek boy who thought he was a bad guy holding the door, you know, "Why didn't you slam the door on me, dude? Why didn't you show me what's what?" Because talk is nothing. Talking will get you in more trouble than anything else. That's the other thing I don't understand. The other day I was in another place, okay? Now this guy obviously believes, he either listens to talk radio and believes everything he hears, or he just believes what he believes and he's just really, really passionate about it. And there's nothing wrong with being passionate about it, except in today's 21st century world, I think it's better to have a little bit of a poker face. My buddy JT, when we're out there training, he's got the same expression on his face most of the time as the day I met him, which was a poker face. He might crack a grin every now and again. But in his position, he probably needs to be like that. But what nobody seems to understand is in this nation today, we're alone. We're surrounded. We're surrounded by a bunch of sheep and a bunch of elitists, and we're alone. And occasionally we run across a ill-tempered, pencil-necked geek boy that thinks he's bad and can talk a bunch of stuff at the Barnes & Noble. Or we run across somebody else somewhere else, and, you know, or we run across somebody that's out there talking all this stuff and just letting everybody know what he's about, sort of like flashing a beacon. "I'm here, I'm here, I'm here." Very much about the me society today. And I got bad news for everybody that is narcissistic. Very shortly, you're going to be put in a position, I hope I'm wrong. You're going to be put in a position where you're going to have to care more about others. And you may have to lay some stuff like your life down. Because somewhere out there, you might love somebody. There might be somebody that you like. And because of your apathy and your lack of attention to detail, and because of your entire total lack of foresight, you're putting me in a position I don't want to be in. The problem is, I'm okay if it gets that way. I'm okay if, you know, up to the point of dying, I'm okay. Okay? You guys haven't got any conception of what that's like or what that mindset feels like or how you even shape that thought in your head. And, well, you know, all you do is you see something, you see somebody out there, and you can exercise no control. You lack discipline. And being undisciplined in a time of crisis, which is what we're in. We exist today in a, without a rule of law. We WROL is here. And we're importing Syrians along the way. So very soon we'll have WROL and beheadings going on. And there will be people, you know, that just watch it happen. And then there will be people like me that see it happening, and you'll hear a couple of popping sounds. Beheading done. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be around? That wasn't the ramblings. That was just me. I sit around on a constant daily basis, completely astounded by, one, the lack of foresight, and two, the lack of awareness. Sometimes bad guys like the guy at Barnes & Noble, he might get what he wants. Then he won't be able to let go of it fast enough. Hour number three coming up. We'll be right back. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized by premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.